Oh, good morning. Welcome. It's that time for the Gunsmith. Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmith himself, he's in the chair. How you doing, John?
I'm here. Happy Saturday morning.
It's always a good thing when you show up. I always love it when you get here.
Yeah, it's. I know you. He stands at the door just looking out the window, you know, all alone here in the studio on a Saturday morning.
Looking at my watch.
Yeah.
Up at the ceiling.
Two hairs past a freckle. He's a no-watch wearing type of guy, right, you know. I'm the one who has the watch because I always got to meet you here, you know.
So, yes.
And stress.
Don't stress. Get stressed.
Okay,
no.
Okay. It's not stress.
No stress.
But it's the 28th of September already. We're almost into October.
Well, yeah, you know, for all intents and purposes.
I was in Menards the other day, and I did see Christmas decorations out, you know. But it's the most wonderful time of the year, Dan. It's hunting season.
It's hunting season.
Hunting season's upon us. Deer season, our regular deer season starts this week with bow hunting.
Yep.
Small game season's going. So we're going to talk later in the show about guns that are available this year that are new on the market. You're going to love them.
Right now we're going to talk about the CPL report, a Good Samaritan report.
That's right.
And this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is. In Tri-County Roofing, especially after the weather we've had and are getting and tornadoes and hurricanes hitting the south, all kinds of cool stuff happening, you need a good roof. Winter's coming. Don't hesitate. Get that roof taken care of. Tri-County Roofing is who you want. Give Tim a call at 810-732-7740. They've been sponsoring this show for, I think, about 9 years. About 8 or 9 years now. They've been doing a good job, and we certainly appreciate them. And I've been working with them longer than that. I've done work for his family and stuff for years, and just good folks.
And they've done work for you for years.
Yeah, they have. They've done a ton of roofs for me. As a licensed builder, I've hired them several times to come and do my roofs. Roofs and I, we don't mess around, Dan. I don't trust my gravity. Well, I don't have an S tattooed on my chest or nothing. No. You know, I'm not Superman.
Yeah.
I bounce.
Listen, divisional labor is a good thing.
It is a good thing. It keeps America flowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those who are good at it should do what they're good at.
And they guarantee it. They stand behind it. So give Tri-County a call. Again, 810-732-7740 for all your roofing needs, specifically those flat and low pitch roofs.
Especially if you're a business owner, you got a low pitch, low slope roof.
Yep.
They specialize in that. They do fantastic work.
So listen for their spots here on the show. If you missed that, or go to my website, thegss.com, stands for The Gunsmith Show. Thegss.com, all the links to the sponsors are right there. So thank you so much for participating. And thanks, Tim, for helping us.
What is a Good Samaritan report?
Well, I wanted to give you a Good Samaritan report. You know, every now and then I pull the information off the internet or pull the information out of the National Rifle Association's books on where people stand up for themselves and protect others because they have a CPL and they're being Good Samaritans. They're being good. They're you can't always wait for the cops, Dan. Because sometimes it's all over by the time the cops get there. And I wouldn't say sometimes. It's probably about 80% of the time it's all over by the time the police show up. If they can show up. You know, it used to be a common saying. We even had bumper stickers 25 years ago. Every 13 seconds, a gun is used in self-defense in America. It's probably about 1.3 seconds now. The population's increased. The crime reports are a little different nowadays. It's hard to tell about the crime reports what's true and what's not true. But we know the one thing. There are more guns in America now than ever. And violent crime and crime in particular, especially these carjackings, this is where we see a lot of people using CPLs to defend themselves. The numbers are up. They are up. So let me tell you this story. So the essence is we want to make sure you keep your gun rights because they are rights. We don't want us to lose our rights. So remember that when you go to vote this year. Guns save lives. Recently, this report just happened. It's like a week and a half ago. Carjacking and attempted abduction of a young mother and her 4-year-old child. At a gas station. So here they are. The mom's pumping gas. The four-year-old child's in the car. And this thug comes up. So the mother gets assaulted by this 30-year-old male. Hit, violently, threatened. And then this male goes to climb in the car because he's stealing the car. He wants the car no matter what. The child's in the car. He's trying to force the mom in the car. And he says, I'm going to rape your mommy, to this little baby. Four-year-old child. So this guy's a pig. You know, this is not the kind of guy your daughter, you know, you want your daughter to bring home to introduce to your wife. Multiple citizens around the gas station saw and heard the assault and the threats coming out of the young man's mouth, this 30-year-old guy's mouth. And they went over to help. And thank God they did. They probably saved both their lives and a terrible story, which is still terrible, but stopped it from becoming worse. Let me say exactly how it's worded. Well, they also gave was the township. Now, this came from MCRGO.
What state?
Didn't say what state either. Mm. All they said was the township.
Okay.
So it came from MCRGO this week.
Well, so it's in Michigan.
It's reported from the Crime Prevention Association, the big one that guy's on the radio all the time. I don't remember his first name right now, but he's been around forever. He used to come on 1470 all the time and talk. Not on your station, but he came on during the reports. They use his knowledge and this is the guy that does all the reporting on all the major gun events that don't get reported by the news. And the ones where good Samaritans do good things. So what happened was, after the woman's on the ground and she's trying to protect her child, she's screaming for help, the good Samaritans came to her assistance. One of them happened to have a 9mm and he was carrying CPL. He was had a concealed pistol license. So they confronted the bad guy, verbally told him, gave him commands, warned him. He attacked them. He actually attacked the guy with the CPL, knocked him on the ground, and then went to attack him again. And the CPL holder from the ground fired, shot the assailant in the chest. Stopped the attack by shooting the bad guy right smack dab in the chest. So this kind of stuff happens every day in America. We hear about it in Detroit, especially Metro Detroit area. It doesn't have to be Detroit. It's the Metro Detroit area. Gas station hijackings and gas station carjackings are very, very frequent. So frequent that I monitor Detroit news pretty heavily. It happens more than we realize and more often than we realize. So they say they used to say every 13 seconds a gun was used to in self-defense. I'm thinking it's probably more, realistically, probably every 2 to 3 seconds. And that's why we highly recommend you get your CPL. Get your concealed pistol license. Carry on a regular basis and practice. Practice pulling from concealed, drawing your gun from concealment. Learn when to back off. Don't get too close. If you get too close, you're screwed. You're not going to be in good shape. So on the Gunsmith Show, we talk about a lot of things. We get excited talking about new guns. But we're always dead serious when it comes to having your guns secure in your home and keeping them safe and away from kids and getting your CPL so that you can protect yourself and those around you and the loved ones around you. That way you're not a statistic. And plan for the future. You got to plan for it. You got to know that if you use your gun in self-defense, there's going to be litigation. There's going to be court costs. There's going to be things. So get the insurance you need. No matter who it's from, get the insurance you need to protect yourself for concealed carry. So you can get your CPLs at a lot of places. There's a lot of organizations out there doing CPLs. I know Williams Gun Sight's my favorite. They do it on a regular basis. I didn't actually get mine there, although I did renew my CPL this year. Actually, this week, I renewed my CPL. And with the state of Michigan, once you have your CPL, you can renew it right online. I did it from my phone at my dining room table. Got it all done. Took me about 15 minutes. Paid for it with a credit card. And Michigan State Police sent me a receipt. Said, you're all set. It'll be in the mail. So doesn't mean I get a new picture.
How long are
on
they
it.
Good for?
5 years.
Okay.
5 years. And then if your CPL expires, you have, there's so many months ahead of time. I don't remember what the time is ahead of the expiration that you can, I think it's 3 months or 6 months you can apply before. But then you have a whole year. You have a whole year after the fact that you can still get your CPL. So the main thing is practice. You know, I say that a lot. Practice, practice, practice. And it's become a cliche, but boy, you got to practice. You know, and I asked him at the range, I said, should I come in? Is there anything new? Should I come in and get a booster, you know, kind of like getting a booster shot? Should I get a booster on CPL? Should I sit in for the law part of the class? And they said, literally, so little has changed in the past 20 years that as long as you're staying up on it, and they said, we know you are because you talk about it on the radio and you live it. There's not a lot you got to worry about. So I go to the range on a regular basis, so I get to practice the gun, mm-hmm. carrying from concealed, shooting from a holster, and not like quick draw McGraw or anything, but you know, but carrying concealed, then
you don't want to be fumbling with it.
You don't want to have Velcro attachments holding it in place, and you know, that kind of stuff.
You want to know everything you need to do if you're in a situation that calls for quick action.
Yep. So that's what I got to say. That's my words of advice for you on this beautiful Sunday morning.
That's just the first set. There's more
56
words to come.
To 75 is the range of temperature today. I love weather like this. It doesn't matter if it's raining or if it's sunshiny.
Yep.
It's just nice weather.
It is fall.
Yeah, it is fall. So
we're the Gunsmiths.
Yeah.
The Gunsmith Show. Jonathan Smith, the Gunsmith. We'll be back with him right after this here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.